Good morning and welcome to another edition of Living Better in San Diego, a public service presentation of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. I'm Gary Lee. Mama's Kitchen believes that everyone is entitled to the basic necessity of life, nutritious food. At Mama's Kitchen, they prepare and deliver nutritious meals to those struggling with HIV and AIDS, cancer, and other critical illnesses who are too sick to shop and cook for themselves. They envision a community where all individuals with critical illnesses are no longer vulnerable to hunger. Joining us this morning is Mama's Kitchen Executive Director Alberto Cortez and AIDS Healthcare Foundation Pharmacy Specialist Joshua Kessler. Welcome, Alberto. Welcome, Joshua.
Thank you, Gary.
Great to have the both of you on the show. Alberto, always a pleasure seeing you and having you on the show. And Joshua, welcome. Thank you as well for coming out today. For anyone who doesn't know anything about Mama's Kitchen, Alberto, how about a little background information on your organization?
Sure. Thank you for the opportunity, first of all, of being here. And Mama's Kitchen has been an organization that's been around since 1990. We started in response to the AIDS epidemic, and our mission is currently to address the nutritional needs of people who are affected by critical illnesses. Currently, we provide nutrition services to folks with HIV, with cancer, with congestive heart failure. We're soon starting a project that is focusing on folks with type 2 diabetes, and we continue to expand our existence to serve a broader base of San Diego County residents.
And when you first started, though, it was all about HIV and AIDS, right?
Absolutely. That is where we got our feet wet. That is where we learned to do what we do well.
And then when did you first expand? Because at first you expanded just to cancer patients, right?
Right. We've been serving people with cancer for over 10 years. And in last couple of years, we revisited our mission that was focused on people with HIV or cancer and really opened that umbrella so that we can consider in the coming future new populations. And like I said, we're currently started serving people with congestive heart failure earlier this year, and very soon we'll be starting another project with folks with type 2 diabetes, and we'll continue from there.
So basically the folks that you help are people that cannot take care of themselves, cannot cook for themselves, that kind of thing.
Yes, our home-delivered meal program is really targeted for folks who are physically or mentally unable to prepare their meals because they're ill. The service that we provide is a medically tailored intervention, nutrition intervention, where we provide food that is appropriate for each individual based on their health issues. And we have in recent times been really shifting our paradigm into the food is medicine reality, where we truly look to make the food be a source of healing for the folks that we're serving. And so, for example, when we're taking care of folks with congestive heart failure, they are more likely to get a diet that is what they call a DASH diet, which is really a low-salt diet that can actually have a positive outcome in their long-term prognosis and their well-being.
So how many people do you serve annually?
Mama's Kitchen serves about 1,300 people a year. Our home-delivered meal program is just one of the programs that we provide. We also have Mama's Pantry, which provides folks with HIV the opportunity to come in and get food. And these are folks that are more limited from an income perspective and that are in relatively good health. And our goal is to provide them food that will maintain their health and well-being. We also have an emergency food assistance program. We provide medical nutrition therapy, nutrition education. Our goal is really to provide the folks that we serve with as much information and as much healthy food as we can to improve their lives in the short and long term.
And if I'm not mistaken, since you opened your doors, you served, what, over 8 million meals?
Yes, we should be approaching our 9 millionth meal sometime in the next 6 months or so.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's great.
It's really been the work of many. It's really been a community effort to make happen what we do.
So the meal delivery program, how many meals a day? Do you provide 3 meals a day for your clients?
Yes, we do deliveries 3 times a week. We prepare people who are getting our services are getting 3 meals a day for 7 days a week as long as they're receiving our services. And there is no charge to the end user. Most of the people that we serve would never be able to afford to purchase the food from us, which is why community involvement, community support is so critical for our mission.
And all the meals are cooked at your facility, at Mama's Kitchen, right?
Absolutely. We have a new chef that started with us about 6 months ago who has been working really hard in improving the quality of our menus. We are preparing food from scratch that is healthy, that is tasteful, that is fresh, and we're providing menus that are probably new to many of the people that we serve because they're truly quality meals.
Now, this is the first time in what, over 20 years that you've had a new chef, because it was Ann Garger,
yes,
executive chef. 21
yes,
years she was with,
yes,
you, just left earlier
indeed
this year.
She did. She left earlier this year after an amazing 20-plus years of service to Mama's Kitchen. And now Jason Martin is our new executive chef, and he has been doing an amazing job as well, moving us to the next phase of existence for the organization.
And where are you guys located?
We're located in City Heights on Home Avenue, just off of Freeway 94, in a facility that we've been in for about 7 years that we are grateful to have because it provides us in a central location, a place where we have a wonderful industrial kitchen and where we're close to freeways because we do home-delivered meals. And we serve on a countywide basis, so it's really critical for us to be close to the 94, to the 805, to the 15, to the 8.
Easy access.
Yes.
Where were you before you moved to your current space?
We were in the basement of a church, yeah, for 16 years before we were able to acquire this building and do a major renovation to increase our capacity of food preparation and do the things that we are absolutely doing today that are seeing us increase the number of meals that we serve and the number of people that we serve. And that was the whole intent of moving into this building, is to create greater capacity to serve more people, and we're really excited to be doing that.
And as you mentioned, you do 3 meals a day.
Yes.
And you meet clients' individual nutritional requirements?
Absolutely. We look to tailor the food as much as we can to the individual need that's receiving our services. And because we know that when we do that, we're able to better improve or impact in a positive way their health and their well-being.
And if somebody wants to get on the list to have a meal or meals delivered to,
yes,
them, how do they go about doing that, and what's required of them?
Yes, we have what we call a third-party referral process into our home-delivered meal program, where folks are referred to us mostly by their healthcare provider or by a social worker, a case manager, a social service organization that's been vetted by us that can make the referral of the client into the program, stating that they can benefit from the service.
And is it the same then for people with HIV or AIDS as it is for cancer or other
it
illnesses?
It is indeed. We used to have an age cap on our folks with cancer that we earlier this year eliminated, where now anyone of any age with cancer who is having challenges, and it's mostly folks with cancer that were taken care of, or mostly folks that are in the throes of radiation treatment, which can have chemo actually, which can have a very detrimental effect in their short-term well-being, and many times those are the folks, but it's not limited to that. And so if somebody is living with one of those illnesses and they are really challenged in addressing their nutritional needs, that's where we step in.
And do you provide meals for other family members, or is it just the one person who is sick?
We will certainly take care of any dependent children that are living under the same roof. And we're currently taking care of about 70 or 80 children right,
oh, wow,
now that are dependent children, where it's usually a primary care provider who is oftentimes a single parent that is dealing with cancer or HIV and or congestive heart failure and has evident need for us to take care of their children as well.
And Mama's Kitchen is not all about just serving meals. It's about compassion and hope, too, isn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
Your drivers will see some of the same people every week, right?
Yes. The service that we provide does, Gary, you're absolutely right. It goes beyond just providing nutrition. It's about providing a statement of support and affirmation and love, oftentimes to people that may not experience that as often as we all deserve to experience it.
Tell us a little bit more about Mama's Pantry.
Mama's Pantry has been around for about 12 years, I'm going to guess, and has been looking to provide an alternative source of food to folks that are living with HIV, who are relatively functional and healthy, but whom are challenged by income, maybe not making enough money or living on SSI or Social Security and really needing to have some additional support in obtaining food that will hopefully prevent them from becoming ill down the road from some malnourishing or long-term malnutrition or long-term of not having good nutrition. And so it serves more in a preventative capacity so that people stay healthy and well.
And if somebody is coming to the pantry, do they need any proof of anything from the doctor or their doctor or anything?
No. What we ask the clients to bring us is evidence that they are residents of San Diego, that they live in San Diego, that they bring us some evidence of an HIV diagnosis. It could just be evidence that they're HIV positive, and their proof of income. Those are the things that we just ask them to provide us so that they can be eligible for service and we can demonstrate to funders and our stakeholders and the folks that support the organization, you know, that we are providing services to people who are appropriate within our mission.
And how often is the pantry open?
The pantry's open Monday through Friday from 10 to 4 p.m., and it is located under the same roof at Mama's Kitchen. Have you been to the kitchen?
I've never been to the kitchen.
We need to get you to the kitchen.
Yes.
So it is under the same roof. It's open Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We serve literally hundreds of people every month. We are serving currently about 400 people that visit a pantry every month, and we're really happy to be there. The food that we're providing there has also evolved. It started initially as just non-perishable items, and in recent years, we have added things like milk and eggs and cheese and beef and chicken, and more recently adding fruits and vegetables, and looking to make the items that we have there as healthy as possible, where, for example, we make sure that all the cereals that we have available, and cereal is a very popular item because it's not a cheap item, that they're all have no more than 9 grams of sugar. So we try to keep sugar content on the items that we provide low. We're really looking to provide options that make them well.
Now you just wrapped up a major campaign of yours. You do it every year. It's
the pie in the sky,
which is now what Mama's Pies bake sale.
Yes.
So you just wrapped that up. You do that every year. And how did it go this year?
Well, it went really well, and gratefully so, because we haven't finished calculating how we've done, but we know that we came really close to a goal of raising $140,000, which is really critical because it's one of those fundraisers that really supports all of the programs of the organization. I think it's important to point out that we do get government funding, but government funding represents less than 1/4 of our annual budget. We depend on community support for our capacity to provide last year what was 324,000 meals. And what was thousands of visits at the pantry, and that's only possible because of events like our pie event that raise tens of thousands of dollars and other activities that we have and community support in every aspect, including raising dollars and people volunteering their time.
And I might add, those pies are delicious.
They are, and a little high in sugar content, yeah. But people want them that way.
I enjoy mine. I always get the Dutch apple, so always get it and always enjoy it. It's gone within a day or two, trust me. Joshua, you're with AIDS Healthcare Foundation. Tell us a little bit about your organization.
Sure. The organization's been around for 30 years. Currently, it's the largest STI treatment center globally. It started off as a hospice company, which has now merged into full STI treatment. We've been in San Diego, I think, since around 2014, and we have about 1,300 people in care right now currently, so it's pretty major, the stuff that we've done. We've been really, really focusing a lot on HIV services, but really focusing on educating people about PrEP as well to help alleviate HIV epidemic. So there's about roughly in between 13,000, 14,000 people currently living with HIV here in San Diego. So it's still quite a large number. However, we're not necessarily seeing as many reactives these days. Mm-hmm. So that's great because we're now seeing PrEP is really, really working very fluently. So we try really so much to do anything we can for the community on outreach, working with organizations like Mama's Kitchen. It's very vital for us to show that kind of support. The Tree of Life that they have going on, we 100% support that. And we set up tables with that ceremony, and we try to do outreach there, educating people about HIV services. We're one of these organizations where if you don't have money, it's not a problem. We will treat you regardless of the ability to pay. We will 100% try to link you into some kind of insurance, but if you don't have insurance, it's not a problem. We'll give you treatment. The money that we make, we donate right back into the community, 96 cents per dollar made. People that have no rides for healthcare, we provide a free Uber ride or Lyft ride to and from the clinic. We have free delivery on medication overnight. We have drivers, UPS, FedEx. We pay for all that. So we really make healthcare extremely accessible. There's really no reason why someone couldn't get treated for any STIs.
Okay, and you mentioned how you are a big sponsor or a big supporter of Mama's Kitchen, and every year that I can remember, because I go to the Tree of Life lighting ceremony every year. I think it's been just around 20 years I've been going. I lost my brother to AIDS back in 1995, and I always see your organization, a table out there for that. And now that is coming up this Saturday. December 1st is the Tree of Life Candlelight Vigil and Tree Lighting Ceremony. It's going to take place at Village Hillcrest.
Village Hillcrest. Mm-hmm.
On 5th Avenue.
Yes. This is a really important opportunity for us to create awareness about HIV/AIDS. We acknowledge the improvements that have been experienced over the many years of the AIDS epidemic, honor folks that have died as a result of AIDS, acknowledge folks that are living by the challenges of HIV today, and speak to the work that still needs to get done in, from one part, caring, continuing to care for the needs of folks with HIV, and as Joshua touched on, for the importance of the prevention education that is still critical, and the amazing tools like PrEP that we currently have available that will be one of the important pieces in our coming to zero in transmission of HIV and eventually coming to the time where we can actually end the presence of AIDS in our communities.
And this takes place on World AIDS Day.
Yes.
Saturday, December 1st. The theme this year for World AIDS Day is Rock the Ribbon. What time does your event start?
The event is scheduled for 6 o'clock. We start a little bit after that while people gather around. We do a tree lighting ceremony. We have a number of elected officials that come and join us and speak to the importance of the day. And we do a candle vigil in conjunction with the Department of Public Health as well, and are really happy that organizations like AIDS Healthcare Foundation has always been with us, and their involvement with Mama's Kitchen goes just beyond Tree of Life. Dr. Adam Zweig, who's their medical director, has been on our board of directors for a number of years as well. So we have a close connection with the organization and are grateful for the support and presence. We invite folks to come to Tree of Life and join us this coming Saturday, and know that there is no fee to come to the event. It's a free event. People, if they want to make a contribution, they have an opportunity for buying ornaments where they can write a statement or memorial on somebody that they remember that will be put up on the tree for the month of December. And so, but do come and join us for what is a really uplifting event, and an event that affirms within the context of what has been at times a horrible epidemic, the capacity for human beings to come together and make a difference in other people's lives.
Yeah, and these ornaments, they're plastic,
yes,
heart ornaments.
Yes.
And you get a card that you can write something down and stick it in there, and then you put it up on the tree. And I always love doing that.
Yes.
It's a great event.
It is a great event. And this year I do want to also note, after currently it's been going on since November 1st, it happens to end around World AIDS Day, is the Legacy Walk. It's over on University between 4th and 5th. Right after we do the tree light ceremony, if people would like to walk over and see it, it's representing really the true history of HIV/AIDS, everyone that's been a fighter to help battle this epidemic and it's been survivors. It's really a great monument to see the whole history of Hillcrest for people living with HIV/AIDS and everyone that's been a supporter to the community on this. So it's also a free event, so you can go at any point in time and see it.
And it runs December 1st, then Saturday will be the last day. So
Saturday,
a great way to end the Tree of Life is to walk across the street and check that out.
Yes.
And the San Diego Gay Men's Chorus performing holiday tunes again
Saturday.
That is
a tradition also that's been very much a part of our Tree of Life event, is to have the San Diego Gay Men's Chorus come to end and close the event with some thoughtful tunes, but also help ring in the spirit of the holiday.
It's quite a lot of fun. I enjoyed it last year.
Yes.
Yeah, like I say, I've been going for around 20 years. It's been a family tradition. Not always the whole family, but parts of the family will make it each year. So it's always, and it is a very uplifting event.
I happen to be a second tenor with the Gay Men's Chorus, so I'm looking forward to that part of it as well.
You haven't sung in it before, have you?
Sometimes I do. It depends. It depends how distracted I am with
are we having a treat this year?
I'll be looking for you there, Alberto.
We'll see.
How can somebody help you with your mission?
Well, we provide a multitude of ways in which people can be involved with Mama's Kitchen. We have many volunteer opportunities, including we're always looking for drivers to deliver food. That's like the end part of this long process. But long before that, that food has to be prepared, packaged. And we also have opportunities of involvement as volunteers in helping in our kitchen, in our staging area. We are always looking for volunteers to help us with other aspects of the organization. We have an amazing volunteer corps of over 600 individuals that last year put in an estimated 34,000 hours. Hmm. So we are the champions in creating volunteer opportunities. And we invite anybody who is interested in doing community work to come to Mama's Kitchen. It's an affirming, positive, inclusive, open, non-judgmental environment where people leave feeling better than they did walking in. And so that is certainly an opportunity of involvement. If you are gifted with extra financial resources, think about making a year-end contribution to Mama's Kitchen. We do depend on the community for the services that we provide. None of the folks that receive our services are charged for those services, and most of them would not be able to pay for them if we did. So community financial support is also absolutely critical, and we are always grateful for it.
And again, the Tree of Life is this Saturday, 6 o'clock, Village Hillcrest.
6 p.m.
And all the money raised from this goes right back into Mama's Kitchen.
Right back into Mama's Kitchen's mission, yes.
Your website?
Our website is mamaskitchen.org. And I think our website currently is a good reflection or representation of who we are as an organization. And people can call me directly if they have any questions, any comments, any concerns, any contributions that they want to make.
And if somebody wants to make a donation, financial donation, they can
do
that at your website.
Yes, they can.
And information about volunteering there as well.
Yes, it is. It's
all
there.
Right. Great. And Joshua, website for AIDS Healthcare Foundation?
Yeah, sure. It's ahf.org. And anyone living with HIV or any kind of STIs, please come see us over at AHF. We'll get you taken care of immediately.
All right. Alberto, always a pleasure seeing you and having you on the show. And Joshua, great seeing you and having you on the show as well. Thanks to the both of you for all you do in the community. And we will see you Saturday.
Very much appreciated. Thank you. Thank you.
That concludes another edition of Living Better in San Diego. The opinions expressed on Living Better in San Diego do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. Episodes of Living Better in San Diego are available on this station's website. Join me next week when my guest will be from Genesis Healthcare. Until then, I'm Gary Lee. Have a great week.